I guess things got really dicey a lot quicker than they thought around the edges on Little Bay to Knock this past weekend. So let's check in and see how things ended up as we give Chris a call at Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone.
Bayview Bait.
Hey, Chris, it's Adam. You got time to talk today?
Oh, yeah.
Thought I'd give a call and just see how the weekend shaped up. Got some reports that things deteriorated a little quicker than everyone thought they would on Saturday.
Yeah, that was pretty much the final nail in the coffin here for ice fishing on the bay this week. Yeah, it was very warm and sunny, and the shallows warmed up very fast. And sounded like quite a few vehicles and quads busted through the ice out off the Yellowgate access, and that pretty much got everybody off the ice real quick.
Really?
Yeah.
Other spots definitely deteriorated as well then?
More than likely. You know, once one goes, they all start to go pretty quick. As far as I know, yesterday, the Kipling access that was still usable, at least for guys that were walking out on foot and just fishing in close to shore, you know, just fishing for perch. But beyond that, everybody's just kind of fed up with ice fishing now, so put our time in, and now it's just wait until the ice is gone here. And it opened up quite a bit in several parts of the bay here. I stopped in Saunders Point. The Narrows are all wide open right now. They had opened up the access on the Escanaba River, and people were taking their boats out and trying for some walleyes there. So it'll go pretty quick here, hopefully.
Well, did the season end with a bang, though? I mean, the people that were out, were they catching fish?
The few reports that I got from Saturday, it sounded like if you could get out up in the north end of the bay, up around Center Reef, the tip-up fishing with the suckers, you know, same old broken record as all season, was fairly consistent for the guys that were able to get out there. But other than that, we just really didn't see very many people at all that were getting out, so didn't get a whole lot of reports. But
well, have you looked at the long-term forecast at all?
I guess the last time I looked, yeah, it was looking like mid-40s for highs, at least for the next couple of weeks here. It's supposed to be lows down around freezing, or maybe a little bit more below freezing. But it's, you know, as long as we get the sunshine, even if it's not super warm, that'll eat up that ice real quick.
Well, stay tuned. We got plenty more to talk about in the second half of this conversation with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. We'll talk about the earliest he's ever seen ice out on Little Bay to Knock. Could this be the year to set the record? The end of walleye season and the increase in the brown trout fishery. How to fish them, where, and more in our next outdoor report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.